here's a story from The World.
For 60 days now, more than 400 undocumented migrants have been on a hunger strike in Belgium. Just in the past few days, several of the strikers stopped drinking any liquids. They've been calling on the Belgian government to grant them the legal right to stay and work there. This week, it looked like the crisis might lead to a government collapse, but last night, a deal was struck. Our Europe correspondent, Orla Barry, is on the line with me now. Just remind us how all this started and why.
Yeah, it actually began over 6 months ago in January when a few hundred undocumented migrants occupied the Beguinage Church. This is this famous 17th century church in the centre of Brussels. They were looking for the government to grant them legal papers, as you said, to work and study there. Some of them had been living in Belgium for up to 20 years, and then it escalated 2 months ago when hundreds of them started refusing food.
And what's been the Belgian government's response?
The government has been pretty steadfast in its refusal to concede the migrants' demands, in particular Sami Mady. He's the asylum and migration secretary in Belgium, who, by the way, is himself the son of an Iraqi refugee. But his line was for the last 6 months, you know, I feel sorry for their situation. I know it's difficult, but there's no way, as he put it, that he would be blackmailed into legalising their status because of the protest.
Then this week, Orla, the situation really seemed to escalate. There were reports the government was on the verge of falling apart. What happened?
Yeah, so last Friday, some of the migrants said they would take nothing, essentially, no food, no water. A number of the men sewed their lips shut. Some of them were also refusing medical help. There were ambulances coming in and out of the church every day. I spoke yesterday afternoon to one of the migrants, Nada. She's originally from Morocco and she came to Belgium in 2015 with her mum. She's just 20 years old and she had been on a hunger strike for the last month and she stopped drinking water, she told me a few days ago. But all around her, people were becoming increasingly ill. And she made the point, you know, not just physically, but also mentally.
Sometimes they start screaming during the night. They are screaming all of the time, like they are mentally so down. And physically, they cannot walk, they cannot talk. There is too many people who go to the hospital every day. Like 10 people go to the hospital every day.
The charities themselves who were working with the migrants said they thought within a couple of days somebody would die. So then on Monday of this week, two of the parties which make up the Belgian coalition government reported that they were going to pull out of government if one of the migrants died. And this, more than anything, seemed to pressurise the migration minister to try and come up with a solution.
Right. So what was agreed to last night? What was the solution?
Well, this is where it gets a little bit muddy, actually, Marco, because yesterday evening, one of those working with the migrants in the church rang me and said the hunger strike has been suspended. And they said they had reached an agreement with the minister, but they didn't exactly lay out what the agreement was. Sami Mady himself this morning, the migration secretary, he was on Belgian radio this morning saying the government had agreed to look at each of the individual's cases and a judgment would be made on whether they would be granted legal status. So I was talking to Karen Nessen earlier. She's with the group House of Compassion that works in Beguinage Church. She's been there right from the beginning. But I asked her if there's now a risk that other undocumented migrants in Belgium might think that going on a hunger strike could be the solution they're looking for.
Yeah, that is a real risk indeed. And that's why we need a law that will resolve the situation also for other people. The hunger strike put the issue back on the agenda. So many parties now remember that this is a very important issue to solve.
And Karen Nessens also said to me, you know, for now, there's actually nothing to stop something like this happening all over again.
Our Europe correspondent, Orla Barry, on the end of a hunger strike staged by undocumented migrants who were seeking legalization in Belgium. Orla, thanks very much for the update.
You're welcome, Marco.
From PRX.